From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The University of Michigan today unveiled a new undergraduate admissions policy that puts less emphasis on an applicant's race. In June, the U.S. Supreme Court told the university that it could no longer award minority students extra points on their applications. But in a victory for advocates of affirmative action, the court ruled that the school could continue to consider race in admissions. School officials hope that their new policy will still promote diversity on campus. Michael Leland of Michigan Radio reports.
The U of M's new undergraduate application still has a place for students to check a box indicating race or ethnicity if they wish, but the school no longer gives an automatic numerical boost to minority applicants. The school used to award up to 150 points for factors ranging from high school grade point average to essay question answers. Minorities got an automatic 20 points. But in June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the university couldn't give that much weight to an applicant's race. At the same time, the High Court said the U of M Law School's process of considering race among a variety of factors was permissible. Michigan Provost Paul Courant says the new undergrad application complies with the Supreme Court ruling.
Like the law school policy that was upheld by the court, the new undergraduate admissions process provides the opportunity for flexible, individualized consideration of every applicant on a broad range of factors that will contribute to the overall excellence and diversity of the class.
Students will now have to write three essays. One asks them either to describe how they can contribute to the university's academically strong and diverse community, or describe an experience where cultural diversity, or the lack of it, has affected them. The way applications are reviewed has also changed. The university is hiring 16 part-time readers, typically former faculty, to conduct an initial review of the 25,000 undergraduate applications it receives each year. They'll make a recommendation before passing the application to a professional admissions counselor. That counselor will also make a recommendation before forwarding the application to a person making the final decision. Admissions Director Ted Spencer says in creating this new system, the U of M talked to a number of schools across the country.
We took a little bit from everybody. It's a melting pot. It's grandma's stew. It has a little bit of everything in it, and we hopefully these are the kinds of things that that we think will fit our unique mission here.
The university wound up in court over its admissions policy when two white students claimed they were passed over in favor of minority applicants who didn't do as well in high school. Kurt Levy is with the Center for Individual Rights, the Washington-based organization that filed suit on behalf of the rejected students.
The wording of what they released today is a step in the right direction, and we are in the process of reviewing the details, but I think more important than what they say is what they do. And so we're going to be watching very closely in the coming months to see how they actually implement this.
On the U of M campus in Ann Arbor today, some students who supported the old affirmative action policy said they were generally pleased with the new application process. Tania Brown is the student government vice president.
There are a couple of concerns, but I guess it's just that you can't really see how the policy is really going to work until you see the enrollment and how it affects the diversity of our student body in the incoming class.
The new application is already posted on the University of Michigan website. It applies to next year's freshman class and to any transfer students who begin classes this coming January. For NPR News, I'm Michael Leland in Ann Arbor.